So I think the final thing that we need to do here, Mr. Howard Riegel, we need to pick a player of the game.
We do.
And I think there's some obvious ones. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, very.
I mean, I think you and I are kind of on the same page here. I think you look at Trevor Tomey, and if we were really saying, all right, literally player of the game, obviously, it's Trevor Tomey. The guy's in the end zone. He lives in the end zone. He literally, I don't know, I know you can't see it if you're listening to us still as we ramble, but he literally built a house in the end zone here at Clearview. It says Trevor Tomey's house, and it's just right in the end zone in Clearview's Tom Hawk Stadium. But I'm kind of with you. You suggested something to me before, and I think he played an absolute heck of a game, and he really never touched the ball.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I'm with you. I'd agree with you. Go ahead and name our player of the game.
Our player of the game is going to be from the Buckeye Bucks, number 40, Kyle Severko, the senior, 5'8", 183 pounds. And even though he didn't get into the end zone, I don't think he had a carry.
No, he didn't. We thought he did.
But he was outstanding as a blocking running back. I have never seen a blocking back block this effectively. Kyle Severko, a very fast player. He will lay a licking on you if you are a defender trying to go after the ball carrier. I thought he just did an outstanding job on many of those touchdown runs that you heard from the highlights of the Buckeye Bucks. Severko was there as the lead blocker on the play. He played an outstanding football game, and that is why he is our player of the game.
I agree with you 100%. The offensive linemen were great, but Kyle Severko, just dominant. He's a fullback, and that's what he is, and he lines up as a running back, and he's always in the backfield. But Kyle Severko's a blocking back, and he's a bruiser, and he's mean and nasty, and he does a great job. And I think guys like Trevor Tomey and Nathan Scott and Nathan Palladori should all be giving him a big slap on the behind or a big pat on the helmet after these games, saying thanks, buddy, because he springs them open for a lot of those big runs that we talked about.
Absolutely. And the thing that impressed me the most is I've never seen a high school football team, and I've been doing this for 4 years now with WEOL, I have never seen a high school football team, Michael, block this well.
Yeah.
They're wide receivers. When they're some guys, I'm not saying all of them, but you see it on all levels, college, high school, the NFL. Sometimes with receivers, if they don't have the ball in their mitts, they're unhappy. They're not going to put out 110%. But these guys, they're engaged on every single play. They're always trying to impact the game in some way. And Nathan Scott, Trevor Tomey, our player of the game, Kyle Severko, they're always looking to hit somebody to open up some lanes and get that big first down or that big touchdown. Great job by the Bucs.
So congratulations, Kyle Severko, our player of the game.